If you will turn to your Bibles to 2 Timothy, and you guys could stay seated at this time. But 2 Timothy chapter 2. And Junior Church can leave. I'm sorry I didn't mention it. Second Timothy chapter 2. I tell you, God has been great, and He's great to be given the praise and honor to. And I'm thankful that yesterday we were able to go to I don't believe I'm on green light. I am thankful that I was able to go to Muncie, and I'm thankful that the weatherman was a little bit off on the weather for yesterday. It was nice and brisky, cold. I found out quickly that the salt will consume my windshield, and my windshield becomes white and sparkly white stuff on it. It was the salt, that residue that comes up on your window when you're driving, and that was one of my pet peeves, is I can't see clearly through a windshield. Anybody else like that, where they're driving and they don't like seeing through like salt or a dirty window? Amen. All right. So, Pastor G here knows that when I bought my car, the car had a problem with the windshield wipers, so I've replaced those. And then I found out that there was no fluids coming through the thing, and you got somebody saying, take toothpicks and clean out the little holes on the little ornaments on your hood. And before I got to that, I lifted my hood and I found that there was a hose that was clipped. So I said, there's my problem. I cannot put any more fluid into my windshield wiper container, fluid container, because it won't squirt out. And I said, then you find out there's different leaks, it leaks out the bottom, so I had to figure that out. And so, as Pastor G, some of you already know, from day one when I started to visit you guys and started working on the maintenance of the buses on the floors, and man, that like the 1930 bus you guys had here when I first came, we really stripped it down to the bottom. And as I'm on the floor there, I took this tool, it's a grinder, and I was grinding the bolts off the floor. However, it's the first time I touched it, and it was somebody else's tool, and then I noticed that grinder paper, or whatever you call that, the wheel came off the grinder, and then it was quickly given to somebody else for their different, because they already knew within seconds of meeting me, Pastor G is not inclined to that machine. So, going back to my car, I'm not a mechanic, but obviously I could tell it's not holding fluids, and the hose wasn't spraying out, my windshields are dirty. What do? Gotta figure it out. So I ordered some parts, got it together, had some people to help me, and soon enough, it started to work. Well, yesterday, I was on the way to Muncie, and the guy says, well, here's minus 25, it's the blue. So I bought it because there's bug and there was blue stuff that was minus 25. Usually I put like some orange stuff in there, which I believe doesn't freeze. But it drove me crazy because I said, Brother Bella, look, my fluid's working. It's cleaning my windows. My windows are clean for the total of 5 seconds. I get back on the road. I go down to the church there in Muncie, about 5 minutes down the road, 7 minutes down the road. And Brother Bella wants his coffee, so I was trying to get there quickly but safely so I could see. And then we get there and... it's time to leave a little later in the afternoon. And I went to go turn on my windshield wiper fluid. Why? Because that little distance there and sitting in the parking lot, and all the salt came on my car, and I was trying to clear my windshield. And the glass was so dirty, it was frustrating me. I spray it. You know what? It was so cold, it froze my fluid. The cleaner at the gas station was frozen with her squeegee stuck in the thing, so I wasn't going to go try to pick the ice for him. I just bought my own, put it in my car, and I'm hoping that it's going to do the job. But it didn't do the job as I expected it. As this is my introduction to lead to this morning's message, I want to kind of tie that illustration into my theme today. My theme is going to deal with vessels. And I was going to title it The Sealed Vessels. Then I just changed it to another title. You can see it online. I'm not sure what Brother Ramsey put on there, but Vessels for the Master's Use. Channels only. Okay. That word you would never find in my message, but it will work. Channels only. So this morning, let me go ahead and ask you in my introduction this morning to this message is, if we put ourselves as a Christian in the place of like my car where the glass was dirty, so if our life was dirty, how would God look at it? How would God look at that today? How would God look at like our vessels being dirty? 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's start reading here. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Pardon me. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warneth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier, or to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, that yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give the understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Pardon me, I got a cold here. I'm just fighting this cough still. It is faithful saying, in verse 11, it is a faithful saying For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe God, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of those things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Here's a common verse here that we all memorized probably when we were a child here. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their words will eat as doth a canker, of whom is a Hymenaeus and Philistus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundations of God standeth sure, having the seal that the Lord knoweth them that are his, and that every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in great house there are only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and the earth, and some to dishonor and some to dishonored. So there's some to honor and some to dishonored. Verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned question avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness instructing those who oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they are recovered themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. One moment, please. All right. Pastor, if you're online there and you're still standing, you may be seated.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 9 and verse 21 and 23, has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God's willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitteth to destruction? And he might make known the riches of glory of the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared unto glory. If I was to ask you this morning, how many can tell me what a vessel is? What kind of things would be mentioned? Well, I did some searching here. which I could have told you the answers. But how about let's look here real quick to government. The theme of government this morning, they have vessels, right? Yeah, they got vessels. What are the government vessels usually? They are called ships, aircrafts, submarines. So there are several the several that the government uses. I could probably also throw in that the government uses possibly a human. Humans are vessels, or humans vessels that carry blood, right? How about the bottling companies? I don't want to pick out any particular company, but bottling company. I'm not talking about any kind of bad beverages here, okay? But a bottling company has vessels. They store their beverages in them so a purchaser can buy them and consume them. And I'm sure you guys have went to the store and bought some vessels, right? So really, other businesses can have different type of vessels that they use and different things, but ships and aircrafts are usually called vessels. So really, anything under the water or above the air are vessels. And like I mentioned here earlier, blood goes through a vessel. I have plenty of vessels through my body. A vein is another word. They take blood. They add blood. They do all kinds medically through your veins, which are a vessel. The use of vessel is mentioned in the Bible several times. It's also here in the English terms. It's translated to be either a container, such as a bowl, a jug, or either a shop or a boat. But the biblical term, the biblical meaning denotes a person whom God calls and uses as a usable vessel. Refers to a person that is receptive. So do we see it is as a biblical word? Yes. Do we see that it is being a usable vessel? Or being usable tools? Sometimes I wonder about the different uses of vessels. Or its job, right? I know this holds my water. It has a purpose to hold water, not to leak all over the floor. For me to actually open the cap and drink it. Sometimes I'm wondering what good it would be for a vessel to stay on the ground when it's supposed to be in the air. Can't really drive down the road in an airplane, right? So sometimes it makes me wonder the different uses of the vessel's job, and then it brings me back to how am I being used as a vessel for God? Here in Jeremiah, if we went to Jeremiah, the Lord sends him to the potter's house for a lesson. And that was in chapter 18. But in verse 4 of chapter 18, I'll read, it says, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel and seemed good to the potter to make it." There was like a parable there is going on, and Jeremiah's here learning in the potter's house and what he's doing. And I say, if he's at the wheel and the wheel is turning and you put this clump of clay on his wheel, the wheel spins and you put water on it, and everybody probably has seen this. A clay wheel or a wheel, potter's wheel before. If not, the local 4-H groups usually have meetings that you can go to and sit in and see one. But anyhow, the wheel spins, and you put like this clump of clay in the middle of the wheel. As it spins, you got the potter, the artist, or whatever you call it. He's taking the clay and he's moving it with his hands as the wheel spins, and he's forming what could be useful, be a usable vessel, right? For instance, if that usable vessel had a handle on it and the handle was not usable, the potter would have cut that off and he would start again, and he'd make it back to the clay, starts again to make it to the desire of the potter. And when he figures it's going to be good to it's good to his eye, then he takes it and he cleans it and he bakes it for several hours in a hot furnace. And as I'm speaking about furnace here, there were vessels that were actually literally stuck in a furnace. If you looked at Shimrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? There were actually vessels that were put in a furnace. So this clay was put into the furnace and becomes a hard model. And we know it's like glass. If we drop it, it will break. But thank goodness the potter, the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, took care of that. But God our Father doesn't let us stay on the ground broken.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he picks it up and he goes back to the wheel and he forms us. He forms us to be the usable vessels. And it's not for us to celebrate. It's not for us to worship ourselves. It's not for us to write books and do whatever we want to try to make money or become a movie star or anything. But it's for to be used for his glory. That's why we are here for. Is to be God's glory and him only. God's a jealous God. That's why we only worship one God. He is the only God. He's the only living God. But Jeremiah learns a lesson there in the potter's house. And what a good vessel is. What a vessel is. First of all, the vessel has to be a called vessel. Are you called this morning? Well, how do you be called? You can't be a vessel for God's glory if you're not saved.
Yep.
You got, first of all, be saved, and second of all, he will fill you with his glory. Another thing is that some people don't realize that when we are a vessel for him and his glory. But when Christ died on the cross, he went up. And he's at his presence with his Father right now, preparing a place for this vessel, for us, right? But for this vessel, he knows that we get lonely. He knows that we go through hard times and crisis and troubles. It never promises that we won't go through any of this.
Right.
I can tell you that God promises that he will be always with us.
Amen.
He will protect us as his child. Nobody could pluck him out of my Father's hand. But this vessel carried something very special. I'm saved. Glory, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm used for his glory. What is the purpose of his glory right now here on earth? The glory that he's going to get here on earth is only temporary. Because Pastor G is not going to stay here forever. I'm just journeying through. This home is not my home, not my final home, right? I'm just passing through. But while here on earth, while I'm here in the world, I don't just fill up the junk that the world and the devil has to offer us. I'm here, and the Lord knows that we go through trials and stuff, like I said. We are the acceptor, our vessels are the acceptor of the Holy Spirit. When we are saved, the Holy Spirit moves inside of us. And He stays there with us. And we carry Him everywhere we go. When somebody uses foul language and they use God's name in vain, they're not saying God's first name and their last name. They're using God's name out of term. The language is filthy. We don't want nothing to do with that. The Bible warns us about that, but we need to understand that after we are saved, we become a new creature.
Amen.
We become a new vessel for God's glory. We are transporting the Holy Spirit inside of us. That's the view of God Himself that we are representing this morning. What are we doing with it? Are we putting junk in it? So Jeremiah there got a lesson. In Acts chapter 9, Paul was a great man, I see. Of great character, godly character. He was a used vessel. He was being used as a vessel. For what? What's the purpose of it being a vessel? Jesus used Paul to carry what? His word, the gospel, the good news to people. Amen.
Amen.
If people didn't do that, Pastor G would never have been saved. Or I probably could have been saved. There's a possibility that I could have been saved by finding His word. And His word, of course, would have eventually show me who He was and is. But Paul was sent by God to represent the good news, the gospel. Praise God. He was to the Greek and the Gentiles, right? And then the Jews and the Gentiles. So Paul was used by God, and he was sent as a vessel. Paul was a vessel to train people to disciple. It seems like Paul always had people that he was training throughout his time. And then on the mission field. And he, you know, Paul might have died human speaking, as a human body. But he's still living. The words that he documented for us to read are still alive today. They're recorded because they were important. Not because of Paul, but because God has chosen him to be a vessel so we can even benefit from that. And I'm thankful for men like Paul that were in the Bible that gave us the warnings, that gave us the training, the ones that discipled us through this writings. Another thing of vessels. Vessels house people. Did you know? I'm going to break some news here for some people. Because some people have told me that the Bible is nothing but a storybook of fairy tales. If you believe that today, folk, please examine this. When my Bible states that there was a person that was in this vessel, the whale, the great fish, it was true.
Amen.
It's no fairy tale. It may seem impossible, but you know what? With God, all things are possible. And he made it possible. How do I know that? Because it was recorded in God's word. And his word is perfect and pure. Because we studied his word and we know that is true. So Jonah was housed in the large vessel for 3 days and three nights, right? We see a couple texts here in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40. It says, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And Jonah 1:17 says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." I am thankful that we sung this song this morning, "Victory in Jesus." And the words mention that he has a mansion. And also in John chapter 14, where we see there's a mansion. And he's preparing a mansion for me, for Pastor G. Not a great big whale.
Right.
And the thing is, he's preparing it for eternity, forever and ever. The cults and the different religions that I communicated with one time, and in a place that I was trying to correct him, and he says, "Sir, you need to go to a Bible college. You need to go to seminary." And I said, "For what purpose do I need to do that for?" I said, "Sir, I only told you that when the word says forever, it means forever. And when it says eternity, it means for eternity." He says, "No, it means only temporarily. It means for a period of time. No, we need to take the word for its literal meaning. When it says forever, that means no end, right?" God doesn't lie to us here. So he doesn't lie to us about this great big fish for 3 days and three nights. It was literally 3 days, three nights. When he says, "I'm preparing a place for you," and John, he's literally preparing a place for us, and I'm so thankful that it's going to be a mansion. Let's see down here another man that I could see that was being used as a vessel this morning. A man that was found on his knees daily. A man that was in a crisis, per se. Anybody ever heard of Daniel in the Bible?
Yeah.
Is that a crisis that he went through?
Yeah.
He was found faithful on his knees praying. What was he doing? He is filling the vessel for God's glory. Can we be found by a group of people on our knees praying to the God of our lives? The God that deserves the honor and not of a different God that have dishonored. So I see in Daniel chapter 6:11. It says, "Then these men assembled." They gathered, right? These men that got, there's more than one. Maybe more than two, but they assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. We all know that Daniel was thrown into a lion's den. And if that was Pastor G, I'm sure I'd be praying too. When I go to the zoo, I look at the lions and the tigers and the bears and say, "Oh no."
Oh my.
Right? Oh my. And I say, I'm thankful for those cages that are a barrier between me and them. Because I do not feel like I need to be somebody's dinner that day. Man. We are warned in the Bible that there is something going to be out there to seek and to devour us. My friend, don't let that be you today. The devil already got you if you're not saved. So this morning, if you're without God, you might want to run from that thing that's devouring you. To come out to get you. Put that protection, put God there. Let God control your life. Let God fill that vessel of yours. We find a good source of vessels in 1 Kings chapter 19 and in 2 Kings chapter 2. With being Elijah and Elisha, the people who had consecrated to God and separated from the love of the world are the people that God will use to be chosen vessels. Sanctified means set apart and fit for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. These are the people who have prepared themselves to behold the part of the miracles created by God. You know, we are a miracle. We are saved. If we ask Him to come in our heart, He saved us. We are a miracle for God, right? So man is a vessel. And Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, I want to point this out to you, that it started a long time ago. At Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and a man became a living soul." What is clay? If you dig, you usually get clay before you get water, right? If you put a well down, pipe down, usually you're messing with clay, right, Brother Travis? Amen. I mean, I'm not experiencing that, but I'm assuming it'd be clay before you hit water.
Yeah.
Water. It'd be like mucky and whatnot. And I know I got a friend in Africa that builds buildings, and they use mud and stuff to build bricks, to build buildings, and here we are told in Genesis from God Himself. God formed of the dust of the ground and breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. And that man became a living soul. So we see that a man became a vessel for God's glory. We see here that for believers, we are the vessels for God's glory. We are vessels for eternity. Yeah. This is why I wanted to kind of title my message, "The Sealed Vessels." Like I said, after we are saved, we are born again, nothing can pluck me out of my Father's hand. So we are sealed with God forever. Isaiah 64:8 says, "But now, O Lord, Thou art my Father, we are the clay, and Thou art the potter, and we are the work of Thy hand." I praise God, Lord, that He didn't toss me away, and that He made me and makes me for His glory. And didn't toss me away and make me pay for my sins that I had deserved. That payment is completely, is death. It'd be an eternal lake of fire that I could have been to. But He dragged me out of the pit and He saved my soul. Praise God, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 happened in my life. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Guys, it's not what the world offers. It's not what I could got into in life. It's not the things that you guys may have entertained yourselves with in the past. If you are saved, those things should be gone. Because we become a new creature. All those old things, earthly things, world things, they become old. But Christ becomes new in us. Because we have Him. And we are to be like His example. We are to work towards holiness as God is holy, right? And John 15:19, if we were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Vessels here on earth are now temporary, and they will one day become dust again. However, our soul, our spirit, will live forever. And it will be transferred to our home that the very second our body shuts down will be in our new home. But our body will die. Our soul and our spirit will keep going and living. And we won't even know. We won't even miss a beat. Amen. We won't miss a beat. Our soul, our spirit transfers immediately. Our body gets left behind to turn back into dust. We would not even know that we have passed away. Because we haven't spiritually. Our mind, our spirit, our soul will always live forever. If more be holy, because it's heaven, it's holy. No sin in heaven. Ain't I glad?
Amen.
We are not citizens of this world, but we are citizens of heaven, the Bible says. And Peter, and other references. And Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21. This is where it says, we will be getting our new bodies. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we looked for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. You once looked, you got saved, now you've seen him face to face.
Amen.
This vessel. It's going to die, but this stuff inside of us, it's going to live forever. And what we are looking for with our visual eyes, our physical bodies, we will one day have that vision where we see him face to face. We will have a conversation face to face. It wouldn't be foggy like that windshield. It won't have that salt like that windshield where you couldn't see. There wouldn't be even frustration there. Amen. There would be no more trials there, no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, no more bandages for Brother Travis's finger when he gets hurt on the hammer. It'd be a perfect place, a perfect conversation. It'd be a holy conversation. Praise the Lord. Here is a list that I believe that we could consider as a God-honoring vessel this morning. First, a family unit. Second, a church. Third, a heaven. Fourth, our personal selves. Five, the disciples. Six, the preacher. And not necessarily the preacher meaning pastor, but we're all preachers, right? We are called to minister, to speak the word of God. So first, the family unit was God's ordained, or it was God ordained, it should be a vessel filled with discipline of teaching, like our scripture in the this morning, and from the scripture. The family should be a vessel of prayer. The family should be a vessel in witnessing. Secondly, the church. The church was also ordained by God. It should also be a prayerful vessel. The church should be a vessel of prayer. The church should be a prayerful vessel for an example. The widows, the fatherless, and for our pastor and his family. And each member and for our supporting missionaries. Amen. The church should be a vessel and training saints. We're saints, right? If you're not a saint, be a saint today. Get saved. And then become a saint. So, the family unit should be a vessel. The church should be a vessel. Here's another couple reasons why the church should be a vessel. Many people, I'm talking about many people, whether it's here or in Indianapolis or in the Philippines or even in the countries that the Bible's not allowed in, they are vessels because of the church. Because God works through the church, through the scripture, but it's also many people only know what they know about the scripture is because of church. Many people only learn how to live a Christ-like walk because they learn in church. Many bus workers, Sunday school teachers, sound booth personnel, preachers, and the list just keep going on and on and on, learn how to do ministry because of their attendance and their local churches. Many people learn how to parent their children because of church. Can we say our families should be a vessel for the Master's use?
Amen.
Thirdly, heaven is a vessel that is godly. It's perfect, it's holy, and it's where God is. And where all believers will be. Fourthly, our personal self as a vessel. What do we put into ourselves? Should it be scripture? Should it be prayer? Should it be a good testimony? It should be grace. It should be God's love. It should be the vessel that purchased old things. Your name is important. And it should the image should be a good reputation and be a godly look. Probably blends into the testimony. Are we disciplined in our church attendance? So these are things that we should personally examine and put into the vessel that we are given here on earth. The make room for these things. Put them in there with the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Let Him direct those things inside there. Let Him stir the pot there. The disciples were a vessel for the Lord in preaching. They were a vessel unto the performed miracles. They were a vessel of the teaching of doctrine. They were a vessel of witnessing. The preacher. The preacher needs to be a vessel that only teaches the Word of God.
Amen.
The preacher needs to be the praying vessel. The preacher needs to be the vessel that is biblically qualified. In this case here, I put to even pastor the church. Because you need to be qualified. You need that call to be qualified to be the pastor of this church. Not everybody gets that calling, I understand. But everybody has that call to be a preacher. That preacher needs to be filled daily by God's word. The preacher needs to be filled with, and then you could fill the blank. Here is a list that the vessels that is not God honoring. The family unit that does not follow the plans that God had laid down in His word for the family. Fathers, are you staying with your wife? Mothers, like, are you submitting and working as a team with the father? Children, are you obeying thy father and thy mother? Are you honoring thy father and thy mother? Which we know is a commandment. Church, when the Bible is no longer taught and it becomes an organization and not a church. There's many church buildings. There's many groups are inside these church buildings are not a church, folks. They're just an organization because they threw out the Bible. They threw out the world views to these people, and you know, other gods started, the small g's started creeping in, and God was suddenly removed. Folks, some of these schools, especially here in the United States, they did that same thing. They kicked God out of schools. Church should not be that way. A church is only a church when it stays on the biblical principles and stay in the Word of God. Otherwise, we're our organization. Heaven. We see the blood of our loved ones on our hands for not reaching the lost. You probably heard that before. That when we go to heaven, we will have blood on our hands for someone not being saved. Because we refuse to do what this vessel here was for, that we were called for, to reaching the lost for God's glory and His honor. Personal self filling up with garbage from the world has to offer us. Displeases God, dishonors. The disciples, I'm sure, displeased God at some time or another. But here's Jesus in the garden. Gave the disciples a job to do is to pray and to watch, and He found them asleep. Don't let God find us asleep when we're supposed to be watching for His coming. Don't let God see us sleeping when we're supposed to give the gospel to someone. I'm not talking about your 8 hours of sleep a night, but our physical, don't physically sleep. Keep moving for God. Let God see His glory through like a clear glass through you. The preacher who falls away from God's word does not honor God. What does this vessel consist of today? One, the things that bring glory to God. too? Or does it, is it not God honoring? What does this vessel consist of today? Remember, we are sealed in Christ as a vessel for the glory to God. Live for Him today. Are you living for Him today? I would like to share with you a hymn that I found on a resource here. It says, "Let the Master use you." Listen to these words as I read it today. Let the Master use you. Verse 1 goes, "Like a vessel fashioned by the Master's hand, though your place be lowly, be ye clean and holy, that among His chosen you in truth may stand. Let the Master use you in His work today." The chorus goes, "Like a vessel fashioned by His hand, let the Master find a use for you, pure and sweet. And holy, keep your heart for Him. Jesus wants you to be true." Verse 2 goes, "Come, your all, surrender to God of grace. In your needy hour, He can give you power, made a worthy vessel, filled your waiting place. Let the Master use you and His work today. Like a vessel fashioned by His hand, pure and sweet and holy, keep your heart for Him. Jesus wants you to be true. Yield to Him the talents of your life. So fair, follow as He leads you to the one who needs you. If you would be worthy and His love to share, let the Master use you.